While protesters pounded on drums and blew horns outside the Fluno Conference Center, Governor Walker told an audience of about 100 professional investors that his budget-cutting plan for the state is pragmatic, not polarizing. But when he was asked if he would do anything differently, given the chance to go back and launch his plan again, he said he could have laid the groundwork better for his effort to end collective bargaining for public employee unions.
Probably the biggest significant thing if I had it to do again, obviously I don't, so I try to look forward as much as possible, is spend more time building a case for why collective bargaining is not a right. It's an expensive entitlement.
While the governor elaborated on how he says the teachers' union has blocked efforts to trim local government budgets, protesters outside began pounding on the conference center door.
Collective bargaining says it doesn't matter what you want, it's what they want. So that was part of it. But the other key difference long term that benefits here, that's opportunity knocking for all of us right there, right there.
The real estate and investment professionals at the conference provided the governor with a sympathetic audience. He told them social service cuts are necessary now to grow the economy so that government can offer benefits for the poor and elderly in the future. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.